The prophet Isaiah records these words of prophecy, of promise, which will be a light for all the nations. Those who dwelt in darkness have seen a great light. And then that great promise of the Christ child. For us, a child is born. Later on, it says he will be named Wonderful, Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. He will be named Wonderful. If you've heard Handel's Messiah set to music, the choir has a comma after wonderful. He will be named Wonderful. Wonderful. Awe-inspiring. He will blow your mind. He will amaze and leave you in wonder, not answering all of our questions, but stirring within us more questions, more amazement. When the parents of Samson in the Bible encounter an angel who calls himself the angel of the Lord, who really is the Lord himself, the parents of Samson ask when the angel promises them a son, "What is your name?" And the angel of the Lord says, "Why do you ask me my name when it is too wonderful?" What we need today, I think, is more wonder. More of a stirring of amazement within ourselves. Really, we don't need more faith. When we have that kind of wonder and excitement about God, that he actually transcends our comprehension, the faith follows. Because now we're seeking, we're questioning, we're following the one who is named Wonderful. This isn't about more information about God. He won't even give his name to Samson's parents. Being named Wonderful is an invitation to go through this gate of joy and discovery of how awesome this God is, this eternal Word made flesh. For us, a child is born. He is named Wonderful, Counselor. This is the one who gives us and sends us the Holy Spirit, the Paraclete, the Helper, the Comforter. Jesus breathes on the disciples and they receive the Holy Spirit through the Word and the water of baptism. We receive the Spirit, the Holy Spirit. We are also adopted as daughters and sons of the Most High. And it is Jesus who will grow up to be the great shepherd to lead his people by his word and by his spirit, to lead us through those dark valleys in the shadows of threatening death, to lead us through the green pastures, and to lead us to the table set before us even this evening, where the shepherd gives us his true body and blood. He will be named Wonderful, Counselor, Mighty God. This God is awe-inspiring in his might and power. But he doesn't come with an army ready to wage war against the nations. He comes to us swaddled in bands of cloth and lying in a manger. God displays his power not in conquering armies, but in conquering hearts with the gift of his Christ child, this one who will turn the world upside down and inside out. This one who eventually will show his mighty power by his sacrifice and his selflessness on the cross of Calvary. He'll show his mighty power when he unites us in a death like his and unites us in a resurrection like his. For us, a child is born who is named Wonderful, who is named Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father. He's the one that abides with us and invites us to abide in him. He is the loving, tender Father who created the whole world. He's the one that nurtures and protects like a good earthly parent, but even more so as the one who creates us and sustains us. Jesus says that he is the Alpha and Omega. He's the beginning and the end. Even before the foundations of the earth were created, before the universe was created, God knew you individually by name. He perfectly knew you. There was never a time that God did not know you because he created you and knit us together in our mother's wombs. He is the Lamb that was slain since before the foundation of the world. Even his death has eternal repercussions. He is named Wonderful, Counselor, Mighty God, Prince of Peace. This Prince of Peace said that his kingdom was not of this world. This Prince of Peace left his eternal throne that he had been on for eternities past, something our minds can scarcely comprehend. He left his throne and took on our humanity, becoming the Christ child for us, being baptized for us, healing and teaching and living and dying and rising again in order to adopt us as royal daughters and sons. This Prince of Peace has come to bring us into the family of God, his royal family. And he is the Prince of Peace, not giving peace as the world conceives it and the world tends to give. This is the one who tells us to pray for our enemies and to pray for those who might persecute us, to love our enemies, just as Jesus himself came to give us peace, to give us the assurance that we are forgiven in him, to give us the assurance that we have eternal life. He is Wonderful. He is Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. In the name of Jesus, amen.